The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 15 June 2018, talking with Dave from Missouri. Did you say you're in South Carolina?
Yes, sir, South Carolina tonight. I'm a truck driver, so I'm try to avoid the East Coast, but I've been from Maryland all the way down to South Carolina this week, so I didn't pull that off. It's just so hard to make miles through these mountains, you know. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Hard to make money when you're paid by the mile.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, if you're on a motorcycle or in a passenger car, you can rubberneck and take your time, but you know, how many what were you hauling and what was the tonnage of your rig?
Well, I just carried 45,000 pounds of fertilizer and chemicals through the Smoky Mountains. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
My brakes got the smoking on me coming down one of the mountains, you know, first time that's ever happened to me, but 45,000 pounds pushing you. We'll get you down the hill.
But you know what I did notice, they've got those runoffs now filled with gravel. And
thank you.
Those are absolutely necessary for... Now, if your brakes go out and you got to hit one of those things, whatever's in your way between you and that point is going to get runned over.
Man, I don't want to do that, dude. Oh. I mean, that looks so scary. Can you imagine? That's going to hurt as bad as probably riding the mountain down. I don't know.
This is going to leave a mark. Yeah.
It's going to leave a mark. Yeah, my wife was with me this time, you know, and my brakes were smoking. And, and we still got about 2 miles of hill to go, mountain to go.
Oh, my God.
And we're new drivers. I mean, it's our first year at it. I started this at 50 years old, so, and I've made every mistake that you can make, including this one, but I bet, you know, we lived another day. I got to tell you, your theme song, my wife's getting tired of it because when it comes on, I put my fist in the air and I start screaming, "We must take America!"
Well, I can always do the new bump, Johnny Be Good, if she likes that better.
That'll work, too. Yeah. You know, but back to what we were talking about, you asked me, you know, have I ever seen it like this. I grew up in Arkansas in the 80s. I actually met Hillary Clinton at a Walmart board meeting in 1987 because I wanted to put an American-made department inside the new Super Center designs that were just on the drawing boards and to cement Walmart's commitment to American manufacturing. They used to have an American, you know, you remember, you walk in the stores and the signs would tell you they created or retained X number of jobs. They were so proud of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they were flooding world markets with made in China, you know, with a Taiwanese label on it before it was legal to sell made in China. So I'm pitching what I called American Showcase to a short board. I didn't know who this blonde woman was. She got up on her feet, stood in my face, and said, "Who are you to tell me how to spend my money? You need to grow up and get lost." Promptly walked out on me where everybody else followed her. It wound up being Rob Walton, Sam's son, the current chairman of the board, Don Soderquist, the vice chairman at the time, you know, a lot
of
the brass.
Do you think that Walmart would be the Walmart that it is today if Sam was still alive?
Yes, unfortunately, many people have asked me that question.
Yeah.
Sam was a very astute businessman, you know, and if you follow Sam's past, you know, he was a captain in the U.S. Army Air Corps intelligence, so a predecessor to CIA. He was in charge of the Japanese and Italian internment camps. The Philadelphia experiment fell under his prerogative, so he had a lot of access to maybe things and events that people shouldn't know. Or I've often wondered, how did he come out with that knowledge and able to capitalize,
you know, people
without
like,
some special help?
Dave, with people like this, they're afforded a lot of leeway to do their thing.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dave,
anyway, yeah, that got me watching the Clintons, and you know, so I mean, when you're baptized and raised on the Clinton shenanigans in Arkansas in the 80s, and you see that go see justice never come, to watch the rest of this go down, it's hard to be surprised, but I am still sickened by it every time I see it. John, I love you. God bless you, folks. Please support RBN, and we want to hear that Johnny Be Good bumper.
All right. Thanks, Dave. All right, and as always, keep that sticky side down, will you?
Yes, sir.
All righty, sir. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Dave loves this country. He's gotten emotional on me a few times, and I feel his pain. Remember Billy Clinton saying that? I feel your pain. Yeah. Oh, you mean the pain in the butt that I'm feeling because of people like you, Billy Boy? Yeah. And this ain't got nothing to do with Democrat or Republican. It's got to do with the Republic, period. By the way, on Fox News today, I'll have to get the guy's name. Never liked him, but there he was, right in the middle of this little conclave of little butt kissers, declaring this country very loudly to be a democracy. And I'm watching the head talking head of this little circle thing. I almost said something else. Oh, gosh. And it's not being corrected. Do yourself a favor. Whenever you're watching television, just count in the day how many times you hear the word democracy coming over the airwaves. And I ain't just talking about TV or satellite news. Check it out on radio as well. Democracy, democracy, democracy. You know, there was some thought that went into how to form this brand new government in this country. And some suggested that George Washington, he should be the king. And, of course, he rejected that outright. He said, wait a minute, this is what we broke away from. A king and his subjects. I don't want to do that. Some suggested that, we should have a democracy. And again, he rejected that flat out. He says it's got to be based on law, positive law. And they were writing the law. It was called the Constitution. You're going to love this one. This is how far politics have come in this country. And, you know, it's people like this. And I'm not joking about this. Levi Tilleman, he's running for Congress critter in Colorado. And this is how smarmy these characters have gotten. This guy, even before he would get into office, he should be tarred and feathered. And I'll leave it to your imagination what you should do with that book of matches you should be reaching your pocket for. This is the guy's political ad. You're going to love this one, folks. I thought it was made up. I thought it was satirical. Somebody's idea of let's have some satirical fun. No, this is real.
In just a few years, he'll be in school, and Donald Trump wants to give his teacher a gun?
More students have been killed in school shootings in 2018 than U.S. troops in combat operations. We need common sense gun control. But that's not enough. There are 310 million guns in the U.S. and millions of assault-style weapons.
I'm Levi Tilleman. Washington needs more doers and innovators. That's why I'm running for U.S. Congress. I'm calling on Congress to stop talking past each other and try something new. Empower schools and teachers with non-lethal self-defense tools like this can of pepper spray. Pepper spray doesn't cost much, and it can be safely stored in a break glass in case of emergency cabinet. But it's powerful and won't accidentally kill a kid. Trust me, this will stop anyone in their tracks.
is he's just sprayed himself in his own eyes.
Wow, that's intense. For less than $1 per person in the U.S., we can have a secured canister of pepper spray in every classroom in America.
It's just unbearable. It's like lava in your eyes.
I'll go to the mat for our kids and community, not Washington insiders and corporations.
I still can barely see anything. I just see light. I see white. I see the outline of the tree vaguely. Oh my god.
Talk is cheap. Washington needs doers.
Wait a minute. Before I let this finish out, this just occurred to me. Why doesn't he demonstrate how lethal guns really are? Why doesn't he put one to his head? Sorry.
It needs leaders to break through the partisan gridlock and build a better future. That starts with making our schools safe again.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Vote for Levi Tillman. Vote today. Vote for bold leadership. By the way, here's part of his platform. Ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. No guns for abusers. Universal background checks. School resource canine pilot. Is that in case the pepper spray fails? We have a canine that's going to chew on a guy that's got a gun? Okay. 10-day waiting period for gun purchases. Secured pepper spray in every classroom. Now, here's the fallacy of this. And I sent this over to Steve Elkins. He messaged me back and he says, goggles? Or how about wraparound sunglasses? Do you think that's pepper spray would stop somebody if you pepper spray them in the face, even if you got that close to them? Now, again, this is tantamount to bringing a knife to a gunfight. They will not yield on this that, you know, there are some whacked out people and getting wackier and crazier every day. Break glass for the pepper spray? Really? And this guy's running for a seat in Congress? You know, aside from passing a constitutional test, and I mean a real extensive written test, that should be given to anybody that wants to take public office. Aside from that, I think a just good old common sense test. I mean, now obviously this is a political ad. There's no live exchanges here. This is not a public forum. This is this guy pandering to a voter base that is already dumb as a box of rocks anyhow. By the way, he's gotten 200,000 views on this already. Sovereign Man.
Oh, John, I just jammed a couple potato chips in my mouth.
Well, spit them out and spit out what's on your mind.
Well, let's get back to Chris. I swear, that's got to be a parody that you just played.
It's not. It's a real ad. He's a Democrat running for the U.S. Congress.
Did you say Democrat?
Give it a name. I don't care what you call it.
Yeah, UMB. Absolutely. Yeah, I almost choked while I was chewing those things listening to you. Back to Chris's situation. I don't know if you remember back in the day, but there was an organization called Copper Cards. Did you ever hear of them?
I'm sorry, what?
Copper, like a penny, copper cards?
No.
Well, they were basically using copper cards as a alternative form of currency, but they had it. You can do a search on copper cards, 119. What they did was they were trying to bring forth an app and a network like when Chris, when they go and they attack one of the quote-unquote brethren that believe in, you know, the tenets and the foundations of this nation, not this red plague that's going on of communitarianism. Anyway, basically, this would, like, send out a call to all these people, you know, when one of the brethren would be getting raided. And, you know, when these 15 thugs come out in black hoods, you know what I mean? You know how they go and they raid, they're all dressed up and, you know, you can't see who they are. They're dishonorable.
Right.
You know, when they come out, you know, you got 50 of your guys standing there with weapons poised at them and tell them to lay down on the ground. You know, because that's the way it should be, John. That's what's going to come to. I hate to say it.
Well, and that's the question I laid out. You know, all this bantering and all the opinion making and expression of that. And, you know, and the people, and I must say something because this is really stuck in my craw all these years. We've got a lot of people out there doing education, and they have their pet subject, and, well, I don't want to get with this group because, well, you know, we might be looked at as being radical or whatever. And I've warned these groups of people. I have told them, when your paper drive fails, then what do you do? I'm all in support of what you are doing. The one thing that I didn't like, they were educating people. That's true. But they were also separating from the group of people that realized, okay, we're going to give this a shot. When this fails, and there's a good probability that it will, when this fails, what's next? And that's when they want to distance themselves from you. Well, you know, we're over here, and we can't be involved in, Well, and I've got a long memory for these people, and I ain't going to be a bullet magnet for them. I'll step aside.
Yeah, I understand that. My only recommendation for Chris is, I mean, yeah, it sounds nice about, you know, petitioning your abuser to recompense you for your injury, but I wish him well with that. But I would recommend him getting the hell out of Vegas and cut his losses. I'm sorry, I hate to say that.
Yeah, it has been called Sin City. Sovereign Man, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. We're coming up on break here in just seconds. By the way, this was on YouTube. What I just played you, Levi, this is either Tilleman or Tillman, T-I-L-L-E-M-A-N-N. Good old Levi. That's got a really weird voice. What do you want to bet this guy's gay? Oh, gosh, let me just leave that alone right where it is. I'm in one of those moods. Let me not tarry any further forth here. By the way, as I started to say, this being on YouTube, I was shocked at the comments that were left. First one out of the box, I've never in my life heard of a shooter being stopped with mace or pepper spray. You know why? Because it never happened. Next guy up, let's see pepper spray someone 50 feet away or so. Do you really think a shooter is going to be 5 feet from people? Well, the next one, why not guns and pepper spray? More tools rather than less. I'm a retired teacher. I love this one. I'm a retired teacher. I would have loved for someone in my school to have the controlled access to a firearm while I was teaching. When seconds matter, the police are minutes away. Next one up, even though I disagree with you completely and think this is at best an extremely naive and foolish idea, I still applaud you for not blocking comments. That's rare and brave thing for a leftist to do this day. I'm on board with pepper spraying, but I'm also on board with teachers having access to firearms, as well as everyone. Hell, pepper spray too. We will be much more friendly with a .45 on our hips. They can twist this stuff any way they want. When there is a blog and they don't block it, people are expressing themselves and they outweigh the limp-wristed socialist asshats.
Growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some more of these comments. Levi Tillman, being from Colorado, I take it you've heard of James Holmes, the Aurora movie theater shooter who wore a gas mask? Here's an interesting one. Just replace teachers with internet. End school shootings and demand for more pay, needless administrative cost, etc., etc. Hey, folks, this pepper spray has a range of about 6 to 8 feet. You have to get pretty darn close and be unseen in order to use it. Guns are excellent weapons in the hands of excellent people that they can continue to save excellent kids. Here's a good one. If you want a non-lethal solution to an active shooter situation, try a shotgun loaded with beanbags. And put it in a street sweeper. You ever seen a street sweeper? The big, many, many rounds. I mean, that's why it's called a street sweeper. That's what it's designed to do. In Indiana, teachers use basketballs to stop school shooters. Wow. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Thanks for bringing up Levi Tillman. He is like the scourge of Colorado, what Colorado used to be like.
Can you just get a can of Raid and just kill this cockroach, can you?
Well, you know, we've got about 5.5 million people, so I got to look pretty hard to find his silly little self. But did you ever see Michelle Malkin's documentary, Rocky Mountain Heist?
No.
She goes through and shows how they turned us from a red state to a blue state through money and through political connections.
Right.
And this character, this Tillman character, is a symptom of the problem. You like to call Austin the, what'd you call it? The
Moscow on the Colorado.
Yeah, so Denver is becoming Moscow of the Great Plains.
Well, we can't call it that anymore because since this guy, this pooty poo guy took over in Russia, he did away with the communist, brought back the free market, stomped real hard on the banks, and is enjoying a faster growing economy than what we are here in good old USA with Trump leading away, make America great again.
So we need to find another euphemism for communism.
No, we just need to have either Putin cloned or convince him to come over here and run for president. At this point, I don't
care. I'll tell
you
what, have you ever looked at the Colorado State Seal?
No, I have not.
There's a pyramid.
Oh, God.
There's a fasci with all the sticks bundled around the axe. There's a hammer and sickle underneath our mountains.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I'm not kidding you.
Mike, I know.
There are six upside-down stars.
You mean Baphomet heads?
And we were admitted to the Union in 1876 after they stole the Republic. So I kind of, the more I look at this, the more I think Colorado is like the linchpin place. And with people like this Levi character,
mm-hmm,
and some of the stuff you've seen come out of Colorado, marijuana, and some of the other thing, it kind of seems like we're the proving ground, which is just totally exasperating to me.
Well, where is the government's biggest computer system?
Yeah, Utah.
Yeah.
Right next door.
You know, the other day I stepped on it. I was in company and I made some disparaging remarks about Mormons, and they really got upset with me. But anybody that's studied the Mormon thing, I have a tendency not to talk about religion because you know doggone right well you're going to make somebody very angry if you step on their protected belief system. So I don't talk about religion on the air, and I go to the extreme sometimes of discouraging it because I'm not a preacher. You know, we have programs on the network that are better suited for that. I'm not in denial of this. This is the friction, or this is the salve that takes the friction out of life. I even had a stone cold, and I mean Mike stone cold atheist, admit to me that, you know what, the Ten Commandments, that's not a bad way for a society or a country to structure itself. Well, yeah. You think? Yeah. Wow.
Well, and since you brought that up, I went to his little Wikipedia page,
mm-hmm,
and I got to read you a quick sentence, two sentences. Levi's mother, Annette, is a Jewish convert to Mormonism and daughter of Tom Lantos. While serving on a mission, Levi left the faith when he was unable to reconcile the logical and liberal outlook his parents had instilled with him with perceived inconsistencies of church doctrine. This guy's an empty suit for the communists, and if the people of Colorado give him anything, I'm going to have to move, man. You got any place down there?
Well, hey, a lot of people, they don't know this, or when it's spoken, they choose not to believe it. There's a reason why the Mormons have hollowed out a mountain out there for a repository of all the important information they think they need, because they firmly believe that they're going to be the ones taking over when this country collapses.
Have you seen their seed bank? Just as good as the one in Antarctica.
I know.
Holy cow. And this is crazy to me that we would even be talking about this guy.
Hey.
But I appreciate you bringing it up.
Hey,
thanks for the good show.
He's in your state. Please don't let that infection infect us here in Texas. We got enough we got enough ticks sucking off of our vital stuff.
Everything
here.
Else?
Yeah.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model? Now that my role model is gone. He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long.
We are back. Jeff in Georgia. Hello, Jeff.
John, how you doing?
Fair to Midland, mostly good under very hot skies.
Yeah, it's here warm in Georgia.
It's going to be warm,
you know,
all
I
over
the
country.
Weather here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, it's this Russiagate hoax. You know, I don't follow the mainstream news. I follow more of you all and my news sources. You know, I mean, I'm a Michael Collins Piper, Ken O'Keefe type guy. Well, when I saw that the FBI report was coming out from Michael Horowitz, I was like, oh my God, all of my assumptions that this was nothing but a false flag to try to bring Trump and Putin down together is coming true. I even saw an article just doing a search on the internet on a site, and I don't know if you ever heard of it, and I know nothing about it, called The New Nationalist, but it said is Russiagate, Israelgate, and I didn't even dig into it, but you have the Horowitz, you have the Muellers, you have the Rosensteins. This Russian hoax is just, it's just the Jewish cartel flexing their power. And I heard you earlier talking about some other issues, you know, like our Second Amendment. And what I'm concerned about, John, is I've always been an advocate since I've become informed that we have to massively reform the banking system. You know, I'm old enough to see that how the debt has grown from 1980, $900 billion, to essentially $25 trillion today when you count the state and the local, through fractional banking. The power of this cartel is exponentially increasing. There's over 500 billionaires in this country, and I'm telling you, they will wipe us out unless we go after the banking system.
That's the number one priority. Every damn time I see a Trump hat, that's my first thought that enters my head. Do you want to make this country great again? Throw the bankers out on their ears.
Donald Trump, as much as some people love him, and I love him, is not going to get it done. He's not going to get it done, John. And I think we're going to have to do it somehow. Mm. We're going to have to do it while we still have our free speech rights. I told you the last time I called that the cartel is up the tempo. They're trying to snuff out free speech. You seen the poor kid in England, that they got thrown in jail. I mean, they're more advanced over there with the Jewish oligarchy running Europe than they are in the United States. It's hard for them to get around our First and Second Amendments, but they're getting closer to trying to somehow alter that. But we can bring down that banking system. The future is not yet decided. And I don't know how you do it. I mean, I know conceptually how we could do it. You know, you could print U.S. notes. You could educate people, and very quickly, you could say we want to cancel the debt, and let the people that have savings, they could basically buy bonds. They could buy government bonds, and you could index those bonds so that they don't lose money due to inflation. But the government could control the quantity of the money, and maybe you would ward off the Jewish cartel trying to collapse the economy, because they would try to do that. They have to do, the Jewish cartel has to do what it does now, because what's going to happen is they're headed toward a pogrom. I'm not promoting that. I never would. But I see how it can evolve. I see why in the history of Europe and other places, they brought it on themselves. Through their deception at the top. There's probably a lot of middle-class Jewish people that wouldn't even understand what I'm saying. But the cartel at the top is not only financial, it's legal, it's political, it's a tremendous apparatus.
Jeff, through my experience, let me correct you on one point here. Within Jewish circles, they teach each other. They know the system and how it's gamed, and they use it to their advantage. I worked for a guy, nicest guy, one of the nicest guys I ever knew. Yeah, I mean, really, just everybody liked the guy. And one day he looked at me and he said, "You know, the problem, you're non-Jewish." He said, "The problem is that you don't understand the money system." And this is before I knew my golf balls from the 18th green. Okay. And I still remember, I can see his face, and I can see him speaking those words to me. And he was right. He said, "You don't understand the money system. You don't understand how this works, do you?" And he was absolutely right. They school each other in this. They avoid the pratfalls, and they take advantage of the loopholes. They know how the system works because they created the damn system.
I agree, and I think that to overthrow this banking system, you know, I'm a white man, we have to reach out to the red man, the yellow man, the brown man, the black man. We have to reach out to all our brothers.
Hey, my tent's wide open. I don't have colors you got to drink out of this fountain over here. I speak to all Americans.
I know you do, John. I know you do, and that's why I like your show. But the cartel is trying to divide. They're trying to separate us. And you know, somebody called earlier and said they're trying to get one of us to incite some violence. They are trying to do that.
I know.
They're absolutely trying to get some nut to get out there and kill a bunch of people. And then they'll say, look, we got to go after that group.
Jeff, it's not working. If you look at, they have tried everything. They have tried to provoke people into violence. The only people committing the violence now are the people that are claiming they love people so much and they're so great humanitarians. These are the only people committing the violence. And I am very proud of the militias and the gun owners in this country that have restrained themselves. I am very proud of that fact. There are more gun owners coming on board every single day, not because they understand that this might be the difference between, you know, having a Constitution and a First Amendment and whatever other amendment they want to get rid of. They're not even in that mindset. They are just looking at this from their own point of view for their own personal safety. They're buying ammunition and guns hand over fist, and they're not going to give them up. If you're looking at the stories, these county councils and these cities that go, okay, well, we've banned assault weapons. You know, you have so much time to turn them in. People are not turning anything in. And this is what I said last week on air. When they start showing up at people's doors to confiscate illegally or unconstitutionally people's weapons, I know what I'm going to do. If somebody showed up at my door and said, hey, you know, I'm sorry, we had just had a law passed and we've got to confiscate your AR-15 and your AK-47. Oh, and your 190-round drums as well. I'm going to caution them. And I'm only going to give them one warning: get the hell off the property. And if they resist my suggestion of clearing off the property and they start committing violence against me, I'll take out every rat bag son of a gun that I can before they take me down. And this is not braggadociousness, or this is not me trying to be something I am not. I know what this is. And I, for one, am not going to, now that Jeff, they even have a system now. And where did this come from? You just heard my friend from Las Vegas. What was he talking about? He was put on a terrorist list. That's why they responded to him on a traffic stop the way they did. You know, one thing, one cop could have got a little trigger finger, a little exercise there, and this would have went very badly. He would have had a man dead for standing up for his rights and standing up for the law, not this pretended color of crap that we've been fed, not this administrative stuff, this anti-constitutional law. If they come to my door, buddy, I am going to give them fair warning, and then after that, all hell is going to break loose.
John, you're on the vanguard. You're on the front lines. And I pray for you. But if we bring down that banking system, and we got to follow up by ending welfare as we know it and yeah. creating full employment for all teenagers, all people, all working people, and we can reduce that the military budget by hundreds of billions of dollars.
Buddy, we can have the best equipped, best trained military, and I mean the best trained military in the world. And it's just not taking in volunteers and then putting them through a little map reading and then having them go out to a course and shoot at static. No, I'm all for people that want to join the military that, look, here's the new paradigm, and 90% of you people ain't going to make it. We're going to put you through something similar to Ranger training or BUDS for the SEALs. And, you know, you're going to be able to come into the military, but you know what? It ain't going to be a lifelong career thing. We'll bring you back every so often. You can brush up on your skills. But more importantly, Here's the trick of this. Just as the Green Berets, their mission in Vietnam was to go and educate and train in short order the South Vietnamese. And that's what a good force inside the United States, and have all the bells and whistles ready to go if, you know, in case we got to go to war. But you're right. You could cut out hundreds of billions of dollars out of the military budget, make it mean and clean. Absolutely. I'm there with you. Right now, how many operations are we running? 57 operations in foreign countries as we speak right now. And I'm hearing more of the claptrap, Jeff, of, well, the United States is protecting us or making us safe. This is one of the second to the banking system. This is one of the greatest lies ever told in this country. I'm sick of it. You're I'm exactly up to my right. eyeballs with it.
You're exactly right. Our country's been overrun by really unwanted people. And hey, I don't blame them for wanting to come here, but we've tried to protect the front door and we left the back door wide open. And now we have to live with that. And I said something on one of your shows earlier. If 100 or 200 years from now, there was not a person in this country that looked like me, I wouldn't care. I mean, I am for progress. I'm for justice, just like you are. And you cannot have a nation that's run by a cartel, as evil as they are. And I want to say one other thing. I was once a Christian Zionist. We didn't use that term 30 years ago, but I was. Yeah. And I'm ashamed of it. I'm ashamed that they pulled the wool over my eyes. What? And I noticed.
Okay, but Jeff.
I noticed this.
Yeah, Jeff, why be ashamed of waking up? I mean, look, if everybody's going to have a guilt complex because they were stupid to believe everything they've been fed, no. I mean, that's human nature. Human beings make mistakes. They make errors in judgment. That it might have a broad-ranging effect on your life, yeah, I give you that. But that's in the past. That isn't, please. As I once told a guilt-ridden man that wanted to shove the Bible down my throat, and the reason he was doing that is because he was a greater sinner than I ever thought about being, but he was going to save me and not himself. I just simply asked him, I said, do you think Jesus forgives? He said, absolutely. And I said, well, along with him forgiving you, why don't you forgive yourself? The tension and the pain in that man's face melted away. I saw a different man transform right before my very eyes. Jeff, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, we got another almost shooting. It's just an arrest. A Waffle House. And folks, I got to admit, that's one of my favorite greasy spoon places to eat. And when I went down to Florida and on my way back, I hit as many Waffle Houses as I could. But this one down in Fort Walton, Florida, was a little bit different. Another disturbing video of police officers assaulting patrons at a Waffle House has been released, leading to renewed calls for a boycott of the 24-hour restaurant. This time, the incident involved an innocent couple who were accused of theft, who were subsequently handcuffed and arrested by police after they complained about being overcharged for their meal. Now, pay close attention to this. According to reports, the couple complained that they were overcharged 50 cents for a dollar orange juice on their order to go. Before they received their food, they complained and asked to speak to customer service. Well, instead of customer service, however, Waffle House called the cops. Body camera footage of the incident was recently released and shows police entering Waffle House and tell the man who was simply trying to dispute this bill before getting his food to get out of the restaurant. The cop said, get out of here, the officer tells the man. He needs to get out here and talk to me like a man. Ooh. When the man complies with the officer, the cop then reverses his order completely and tells the innocent man to back up, back up. Now, keep in mind, this is a black man. He walked out of that Waffle House with his hands in the air, okay? He had a T-shirt on. He didn't have any weapons. He walked out with his hands up. to do this to show that cop that, look, I'm trying to tell you something here. These people overcharge me. That's what this is all about. All right, let me continue. When the man and the woman finally step outside, they try to explain to the police officers that they placed an order and then questioned a single charge. I was just asking why I was overcharged on my bill, the man said. I just asked. He's then cut off by police who never let him finish his story. Naturally, he became upset and raised his voice a little bit. But the man never became physical and complied with the police. Nevertheless, police draw their tasers and hold them trained on the man's chest. Not just the man's chest, right over his heart. Okay, for an older gentleman, guess what? A taser shot that a heart can do. It can kill you. Police repeatedly told the couple to go back inside and pay their bill. But having been overcharged, the man refused. The officers then wrongfully accused the man of theft and placed him in handcuffs. The confusion seemed to have sparked because police didn't understand that the couple never received their food. If they never received their food and simply disputed the cost of the food before they paid for it, that's not theft. It's called a negotiation. However, that was irrelevant to the officers who then placed both the man and the woman under arrest for the theft that never happened. After the couple was arrested, according to the report out of Business Insider, the couple paid for the meals they never received and the police recently released them because they had nothing with which to charge them with. According to the report, the woman returned to the Waffle House after paying for a meal she never received. And she was given a full refund. In response to the incident, Waffle House released a statement noting that they are looking into the matter. Well, first thing you should do is fire the idiot manager, the one that called the cops in the first place. That's your first step. This is their release. As anyone who has dined with us knows, we have a very diverse customer base and workforce. We have had a culture of inclusion since we opened our doors in 1955 and are very proud of the fact that our restaurants have been open to all. We understand the concern over these incidents and welcome continued communication with the community, its leaders, and customers involved. With respect to Mr. Saraland, Alabama, and Warsaw, North Carolina incidents, we've concluded that our employees acted appropriately by calling the police in light of safety concerns for our customers and themselves. In the Fort Walton Beach, Florida incident, our review of this matter is continuing. Our CEO, Walt Elmer, called Miss Sheffield the same day we received a letter from her and said he would personally review the matter as part of our process. We tried to contact Ms. Sheffield several times, but she has not responded. We would like to talk further with her before we conclude our review. She's too damn busy talking to a lawyer right now. She's going to own that damn restaurant. We hope that people will consider all the facts before making up their minds, and we stand ready to engage in open and constructive dialogue about our company, our values, and our commitment to doing all we can to ensure the customers have a great experience in our restaurants. Really? Wow. As TFTP reported in April, the NAACP has stepped up after a graphic video from inside an Alabama Waffle House went viral showing a violent police struggle with a young woman. During the violent encounter, the woman's breasts were exposed. Then in May, a young man was brutally attacked by cops while taking his little sister out to eat after a prom. Both of these incidents have sparked calls for boycotts of the waffle chain. While a boycott against Waffle House is a noble gesture, it does nothing. And I am in complete agreement with this. It does nothing to address the problem of police violence. Until officers are held accountable and retrained and de-escalated, we can expect to see countless more videos like these. This cop didn't walk in. They responded to a call. They didn't talk to the manager. They didn't talk to the guy inside the restaurant. They got him outside to try to explain exactly what was going on. He harbored no ill will toward anybody. He didn't threaten anybody with physical violence. But the cops show up, and this Bubba, he's got some weird tattoos on his forearms, and I'm wondering where this guy came from. But this is the systemic problem we have with the police. Now, this cop, knowing full well this guy was not armed, he didn't draw his gun, he drew his taser, aimed it right, had the two little dots right over his heart. And I'm going, yeah, okay. Yeah. If your priority is to give up common sense and to park your courage in your cruiser, then I would suggest it's about time for you to go get a real job. Because if you're so damn pansy-assed that you got to draw weapons and innocent people have to die because you're afraid for your safety, then go be a Walmart greeter. Or I got a better idea. Why don't you go join one of these companies that does security and they pay you tons of money for killing people? Why don't you go do that? But get the hell off the streets of America. This is... You heard the experience that the guy had that has been fighting City Hall in Vegas. 15 cars show up, snipers show up, drawn weapons. For what? Because supposedly he did a traffic infraction, by the way, on private property. How much longer do you think it's going to be in this country before there's not even any questions asked? We're going to shoot first and we'll clear up the details later. You think that's an exaggeration? Are you hoping against hope that somehow the boys in blue out there, that thin blue line, all of a sudden they're going to get sane and see things for exactly what they are? Remember me saying a long time ago, and this was exemplified with David Koresh, rather than arresting the guy off the property, no. People had to die. These criminals, rather than serving warrants, and that's not really serving a warrant, they might have some paper, they may not. But you get the dynamic entry with the PAS-gatted people with automatic weapons busting into houses. Where's the good old boys that used to be the gold shields, the detectives? They were pretty good with staying pretty low and getting their guy. Where have they gone? No, it's immediate confrontation time. That's what it is, folks. You're either going to comply or you die. Well, that ought to keep me steamed up for the weekend, eh? All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you all for being here today. Back Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. We will see you then. Please support the network. Oh, by the way, please support us. We'll see you Monday. We must take
many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.